This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Is that realistic, though? Because, like, what's out there? Like, Kuminga can't even get off your bench. Andrew Wiggins is whatever. Like you're not getting Giannis with anything they had.
Andrew Wiggins' contract.
But, like, if you're the Bucks, I'd have to assume there's more out there than Andrew Wiggins and Kuminga.
So, let me... What if they did?
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, what if they... I mean, maybe what if there were, like, a few realistic targets or targets that they thought were realistic, they inquired about, shut down. Okay, we know where to go.
Yeah, that could have absolutely been the case.
I mean, we know one, right? Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Didn't they try to acquire? Was it, Kevin Durant was a Warrior for a second, wasn't he?
That, well, he was thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah,
basically.
He said he didn't want nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
So that's one of the guys. Yeah, that could have easily been the case. Like, they tried to read the tea leaves or see what was out there. And they got back like, it ain't going to happen. This might be your best opportunity. And that's why they went after Jimmy, paid him the $60 million over the next two seasons, I think it is. And that's good. It works. It's worked out for them to a certain degree. But at the same time, now they're in a situation where if anything ever happens to Steph, it's not Jimmy Butler of 2 years ago. Like, he can't,
I understand.
He can't carry you, and you're going to be locked into that. But at the same time, they could have been looking at it where it don't matter who we get. If Steph goes down, like, we're in a bad way. So,
and I guess now is we'll find out what Jimmy is worth to this. Is your San Francisco Giants get a 3-1 victory over the Cubs?
Let's go take that series lead, or excuse me, a series victory, 2 out of 3. You know, after smacking them boys around yesterday, smacked them boys around. I'm playing with the Cubs. What you got to say now, Harry Carey? Where you at, Steve Stone? Where you at, Kerry Wood? Where you at, Ryan Sandberg? Mark Pryor?
Are you doing a live Sacramento Splash tagging video?
I'm just saying. Where they at now? Andre Dawson? You know what I mean? Jerome Walton? Where you at?
Didn't Harry Carey die like 30 years ago? Did he?
It's been maybe about 10 years ago. Maybe
no
more.
No way.
Maybe
really?
More than that. Harry, maybe I'll meet you in the middle and say 15 years ago.
Harry
Carey. It's been a while.
Sir, Harry Carey passed away when I was in high school. And he was 83. Why are you adding this man in 2025?
He's a legend. Rick Sutcliffe.
What?
Yeah, you know I mean, where you at? Where you at, Sammy Sosa?
Okay.
I ain't forget about you.
Settle.
Where you at, Alex Gonzalez? He always skates on the heat that old boy got. What's my Bartman? Alex Gonzalez Bartman fumbled the ball the very next batter. Let the floodgates open.
I do. That is one of my favorite sports stories, is they really believe Bartman is the reason that they lost. Like they just didn't completely trick the game off in the immediate plays afterwards. It boils down to that one single play involving the goofy fan and his Walkman. Mm-mm-mm. All right, man. Poor brother's been just hiding away.
Who knows where he's at in life?
Someone found him. Like, I remember reading something once. Like, somebody, like, literally stalked him out. Mm. Found him. Approached him in a parking garage. It was a reporter. Mm. Approached him in a parking garage. And I get Bartman allowed him to ask, like, a few questions. Mm. And then, like, left.
Get out of my face. I would have slapped him. You see I'm trying to hide. Don't be pulling up on me. Crazy? Oh, well.
I understand.
Vamos, gigantes. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Let's go. And I was so busy.
Let me... nine runs in the top of the 11th. Yeah. Was it the 11th yesterday?
Yeah, the 11th. They didn't score the Giants.
Dang, Jesse told me that was a Wrigley record.
I could believe it. I didn't hear that, but I could believe it. They had the lead going into a two-run lead going into the ninth inning. Blew that.
Yeah.
Going to the 10th inning, they don't score. I think it might have been a bases loaded situation in the bottom of the 10th. We're able to get out of that and then just exploded in that 11th inning. They continue to keep pace in the NL West. Dodgers lost yesterday. Padres lost yesterday. Giants, I think this is updated, right? No, this isn't updated. They are a game out of first base, as we speak. So, you know, 24-14, 10 games above 500 here. Early May. It's a playoff team right here, fellas. It's a playoff team. Let's go.
What was the? I had another stat here for you. I don't know how this pertains today. These are last night's numbers. Giants are 21-5 against right-handed pitchers this season. It's the best in baseball. I don't know how much a stat like that is tracked.
Yeah.
But anytime you're 21-5, no matter what the. Right. Well, no matter what the baseball numbers you do with it,
yeah.
But
hell yeah, I'll take that. That's impressive. In a heartbeat. The Giants. I'm actually getting hyped because the closer we get to that Dodger series that's coming up, the first time they play each other, I think is in June. The more it might mean, yeah, middle of June. The more it might mean, and hey, look, it might mean something next week. When the A's return to the Bay Area, they got a three-game set against the Giants. The A's, as we speak right now, I think are 5-1 on the Mariners. This will be them winning 2 out of 3 against the Mariners, first-place Mariners. And I think that will put the A's a game out of first. And, yeah, Giants-A's next week at Oracle Park. That's going to be a spectacle.
Yeah, that's going to be something.
That's going to be a spectacle. And it's going to be good baseball, too, so. Tough loss last night for the A's, but
What do we got? A's are also playing right now. We didn't have that game on the TV.
5-1 right now in the sixth. Okay, against Seattle. So if they win this one, it'll be a game out.
Yep.
And yeah, have a big weekend. Yankees come to town on Friday.
Yeah, man, and you will be out there on Mother's Day, right? Is that the word?
Yeah, that's the plan. I will be in the building in West Sacramento.
Did you get your tickets from Aaron Judge?
Why would I get my tickets from Aaron Judge?
Those are just the circles. Well, Jesse, did you see Aaron at the Met Gala? Oh, he was probably playing.
Yeah, he was playing, and I wasn't at the Met Gala.
Well, we've already gotten messages that perhaps the Reese baseball thing was a cover story for your trip to the Met Gala.
What?
That wasn't me. Wasn't me.
Well, would you think I'm Angel Reese? I go to the Met Gala and then go to work the next day?
She is your favorite basketball player.
Favorite? No, I think it's Asia, but I like Asia. Angel, my girl. Angel, my girl. The Sky are my second WNBA team. It's Aces, you know, for life, for sure. They got Deja Kelly out there doing work now, too. Stop playing with us.
Nah, the one that's going to matter the most is Courtney Vandersloot. I had to look up some Courtney Vandersloot numbers the other day. She might be a Hall of Famer. Like, she's her. Like, I kept thinking, God, I feel like Courtney Vandersloot has been in my life forever. She's 36 years old. Damn, like, she has been around for a minute.
Still.
And I was like, okay, so she won with the Liberty last year. She won with the Candace Parker Sky Championship. So she's got a couple of titles. I think like 6 All-Star appearances. But she's going to be she's going to be special for if Angel can make those damn layups. Courtney Vandersloot's going to find her in the layup position.
Well, shout out to my girl Haley Van Lith too, though.
Mm-hmm.
I saw her last night. She was hooping, doing her thing, man. So, you know, I like the Sky. I'm a Sky supporter. That's where they fall. They're more like the Knicks in the NBA for me. I'm a Sky supporter, but it's Aces for life. Don't even get it twisted. Aces for life. We ain't even playing with you, and we didn't got Deja Kelly. She gonna do work. We got my girl Nye from Alabama, the rookie, who they're saying right now she might be the best shooter in the league today. To go along with Asia. Asia's doing what she does with the number one shoe in the game right now as well. Obviously, Chelsea's going to be back. She's going to be healthy. We got my girl Jewel Lloyd now. Stop playing. Aces, bro. Watch. Liberty, yeah, you got your little. That was cute. All right.
I feel it's so weird. It's so weird that you, like, take this personally.
That's my squad. What you talking about?
How do we feel about what Zabo just said? He said, I'm an 1140 supporter. How do we feel about that?
Well, look, when it gets down to it, I know where home is home, right? So, I mean, if that's what he is, that's what he is. But when it get down to it, when 10 o'clock hits, you know what to do, Zabo. You know what I'm saying? You know what to do when 10 o'clock hits. It's cool. Just like Kings, Knicks play each other. Come on, man. It's Kings. Stop playing. Aces, Sky play each other. Come on now. It's Aces. Stop playing. I don't have these teams in baseball and football. That's why I'm not a supporter of anybody in these. The Ravens will be the closest. If they're not.
The
Ravens.
Oh, yeah. Because, yeah, it ties to Baltimore. Yeah. I got you.
And my boy Lamar. Lamar's my boy. I don't think I felt away about the Browns. I mean, I want Shadur to do well, but I don't really feel that. Shout out Io, but I ain't tripping off the Browns.
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't talked to Io since they gone down 2-0.
Oh, well.
He wants to go to LL on Saturday. I was like, all right, pal.
Did they play on Saturday? Best.
Who?
The Pacers, Cavs. Probably.
I would
sure
think not, because today's Wednesday. They play Friday.
Maybe. I'll find out. But
if only there was a way.
There might be a Thursday-Saturday situation.
That'd be disrespectful. Well, I mean, I guess Thursday's a marquee night.
No, they play Friday. Good call.
Okay.
Friday, Sunday.
Yeah, okay.
Thursday's only one game. Golden State, Minnesota.
So back to we were on the Jimmy Butler conversation before getting sidetracked with your Giants and then wherever the hell we just went.
The Bulls, the Aces.
Courtney Vandersloot,
the
Sky,
Aces,
yeah. We were talking about Jimmy Butler, his value to Miami versus his value with Golden State, and now, unfortunately for the Warriors and Dub Nation, that you might find out how truly valuable Jimmy Butler is for you, because you've got Steph Curry out with the hamstring. You know he's going to miss game two. You know he's going to miss at minimum of a week, and that does not seem even remotely realistic. Mm-hmm. But that probably is what is the absolute best case scenario. It's probably a week. Again, it doesn't feel realistic.
I was seeing, I think Bonte tweeted it out. Maybe, I don't know, but like he's like, he's missing the next 3 games.
Yeah, and that seems like
best case.
That seems like a good scenario. Right. Like you have the very, very best every.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Everything went perfectly, flawlessly. It didn't. It wasn't as bad as it looked. Scenario. That's a week. Mm-hmm. The scenario that seems most realistic is the one that Bonte laid out, and that's still a good situation.
Yeah, I mean,
if it's the regular season, you're not really blinking at this,
right?
But it's not.
You think they can win without Steph? Win the series?
When Steph motioned to the bench. I believe everyone else did. This series is over.
Mm. I think Jimmy.
Then they won, and now I have a whole different feeling about the Warriors. Go ahead.
I think Jimmy can hold them down, like as the number one for a few games. But I don't trust Buddy Hield, Draymond Green, insert whoever to like help Jimmy Butler too.
So that's the other thing. We'll talk a little bit more about this, man. We'll come back. What the Warriors look like moving forward without Steph Curry. Can they win games? We'll talk. Plus, James Hamm at the top of the hour. Stilo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Draymond and Rudy Gobert on the pick for game two.
Jesus.
Lord.
Man. You had a question that you were going to ask about after seeing him game. I want to get to that. Real quick, popped up on my feed. Do you see this thing about the Shaq's base All-Stars? Shaq is putting on some type of show at its park in July.
The Shaq, what's the
base All-Stars? I think it's DJ Diesel. I think it's going to be
okay.
Him as a DJ.
Okay, so I did know he was doing like a tour as a DJ.
Yeah, he's coming to Sutter Health Park. Okay. Sacramento.
Okay.
That's what DJ Diesel said.
All right. Good for him. Maybe he can do some general managing while he's here.
Yeah, you got Mikey.
We got
right now,
talk.
He's a better general manager than Monty McNair.
Well, Monty McNair got a vote for general manager of the year, sir.
When?
Yes, a couple days ago.
I thought you meant the year he won.
Mm-mm.
I think a Spurs reporter gave him that second place vote, too.
That's super believable.
Come on, bro.
That is super believable. That guy got to cast a vote for Monty McNair, but couldn't find
not the guy whose name is Spurs reporter. Excuse me.
Oh, man.
Still trying to reach the manager.
And that's just him being a smart ass too, because they all right.
Oh, 100%.
Come on, bro.
100%. What was the question? What did you say? You said I had a question?
No, because we were talking about, like, can they?
I need to start writing stuff down.
Can the Warriors still win the series?
Oh,
and
yeah.
You said you kind of changed about that a little bit.
Well, yeah, because that you could rephrase the question. Can the Warriors win the series, or do the Timberwolves just lose it?
Timberwolves shot historically bad yesterday. That's not going to happen again. They may not shoot well.
Okay.
But they didn't make a three for a half.
That happened. That's a two-game stat.
What?
How bad they've been shooting. The stat that Ant got at the press conference last night, that's a two-game stat.
Well, I was talking about at the half, when they came back from the half, Stan Van Gundy said that hadn't happened in like 185 halves. He said it was like 2015 the last time they went a half.
I was going to say, how many games is that?
It was like 2015 they hadn't gone a half without making a three, either half, first or second.
You said 185?
Something like
okay,
that.
Okay, that can't be it.
It was something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because 2015 and 185, I can't make
that
I
was
work.
Vaguely listening to the broadcast at the time, but I heard that was a historical, for Minnesota Timberwolves basketball, historically anemic three-point shooting first half for them. That ain't happening again. But this also goes to my point, though. Earlier.
All right, man.
This goes to my point earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the win matters.
Yeah.
Like, the win changes, like, what your path is and what you've got to do. Like, they just got to, like I said, pulled out the scenario. They might just have to win two games and say, man, we can get Steph back in game six. And then just his gravity may be enough to get that one more. Because they got the win. It changes the dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, like, I wouldn't pick them to win the series. I didn't pick them before, and I definitely wouldn't pick them now. But that win, just in the playoffs, when you get the W, it doesn't matter who's better or anything else like that. You got one game up on these guys. They got to win, what is it, 4 out of 6 or something like that? What's the
who?
The Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah, because they lost one. Yeah,
to win. They got to win 4 out of 6. It's a tall task for a lot of teams.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, what have we seen? And this is where I got stuck earlier. What have we seen? And part of this is a conversation I had with Jason Jones yesterday is kind of resonating. We were talking about, you know, the matchup between the Lakers and the Timberwolves and how most Laker fans were hoping it would be the Warriors instead. Even if you lose to the Warriors, it's whatever. But it's just a brutal matchup against the Lakers because of the way, a brutal matchup against the Timberwolves because of the way the Lakers are put together. Mm-hmm. And as we talked for a minute, I said, man, wouldn't that lend itself to be true with the Warriors too? Like, wouldn't the same difficulties that the Los Angeles Lakers faced against the Timberwolves probably be true for Golden State because of the way that they often play? Check Jim Park's Twitter account. He didn't go in on Steve Kerr as much last night.
Yeah.
But when that team goes small, like, he'll let them fly.
It does. The difference for me is the Warriors are a much, 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 much better defensive team
right.
than the Lakers.
And 23 is a much better defender, even at a smaller size than anyone. Meaning than against Rudy Gobert than anyone that the Los Angeles Lakers has. But
No, I was going to say, like, outside of Buddy Hield, they don't have any negative defenders, right? Like, they may not be defensive. They may not be Draymond Green, but Gary Payton Jr. is a hell of a defender. Pods competes on the defensive end. Jimmy Butler is obviously Jimmy Butler. Steph competes on the defensive end. Looney. Just go down the list. They don't have Lucas, Austin Reeves, whoever else was on that Lakers roster that was inadequate on the defensive end. They don't have those. They defend, and I'll even give them credit in this respect. The Timberwolves shot poorly from beyond the arc in the first half. I think they had some good looks. They just didn't make them. But at the same time, this is the second time we've seen something like this from a team going up against the Warriors in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That Rockets game one was an anemic first half. And yes, they have their struggles on the offensive end, but I think the Warriors and what they do on the defensive end deserves credit for just being present at the very least, if not disrupting what the offense may want to do. And I think they get that same credit for what they did against Minnesota last night.
When you look at what these two teams did this year, to me, there's no reason to look at this like the Timberwolves are that much better than the Golden State Warriors. They're like a game different in the win column, in the record, you know, win-loss. They're like a, I think it was 49 wins to 48 wins, I think. Mm. It's like, yo, why did we, like, because I went in thinking, yeah, Minnesota's probably going to get this unless Steph kind of has one of those moments. Mm-hmm. And then watching them yesterday, and there is a little bit of, like, I don't trust the Minnesota Timberwolves. There is a little bit of, why did I think that? Why would anyone think that? These two teams aren't. Now you can boil it down to Ant versus Steph. You can boil it down to their best player versus their best player. You can do that all day. But as two teams going against each other, I don't know why so many people thought, no, that's Warriors could just wind up back in the, excuse me, the Timberwolves could just wind up back in the conference finals with no problem.
I think one of the things you talked about, the size component, the lack thereof for the Warriors combined to the long, lengthy guys that the Timberwolves have. The other thing that we saw in game one that might have distorted some things a little bit is Draymond Green offensively was looking like Mark Price out there, and nobody planned for or expected that. What do you have, 18 on the night? Mm-hmm. At four, I think he was 4 or 5 from beyond the arc at one point in the first half. Buddy Hield, as good as he is, he went crazy and was hitting shots. Even Gary Payton II was hitting a few threes as well. So the Warriors, even with Steph out, and you could say maybe it just kind of balanced out, they played above their heads. The others seemed to play above their heads in that game one, where they played a little bit more like we expect them to. Maybe that game looks a little different. And you combine that with the Timberwolves, Ant didn't have a field goal in the first half. They once again missed all their threes in the first half. They were playing as bad as I've ever seen this team play. The combination of the two may make them look a little bit, I don't want to say that because I think they are close. Your point is valid that it's not this big discrepancy between the two teams. But we saw the best of the Warriors against the absolute worst of the Timberwolves last night.
I don't know that I agree with that. I don't think that was the best of the Warriors. It was good. All things considered. Well, okay. All things considered, it was probably great. You had Steph for a quarter and, like, change.
And he was cooking.
Yeah.
And that
yes,
helped him get to that 16-point
yes. Well,
lead.
Tell the whole story here, Kenny. They scored 29 points in the second quarter. Mm. Steph was cooking, absolutely. I don't think I still have it in front of me. I think they scored, I do. They scored 36 in the third. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, you know, Steph got him there and it was, come on, guys, let's just doggy paddle back to shore. It's like, no, they had a, now they didn't give up 11 in the second quarter.
Right.
They didn't do that in the third, but their offense didn't, you know, deteriorate when Steph left. Like it accelerated a little bit. Buddy wasn't good in the first half.
Yeah. Buddy, what do you have? 18 in the third quarter?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, Buddy can shoot it. He can score.
I know.
That's on the high end of what you would ever expect.
But you know what I think the most Buddy scoring is extremely important. The most important Buddy stat, his two best games of the postseason, maybe of the season, just given their importance, have been the last two games that he's played. Mm-hmm. You know how many times he's turned the ball over? He played 40 minutes yesterday. Mm. None.
Mm.
Shavano Heald. I don't know if that's his Buddy did not turn the ball over in 40 minutes of play yesterday. That is a massive stat. And Jesse brought up the point before you were able to join us that My biggest fear is Buddy recognizing that Steph is out and thinking something has to be different. Somehow Steve Kerr, to me, has to implement, like, just get through to him. Nothing's different. Don't try to be Steph. Don't try to control anything. Mm-hmm. Just be you, because what you are doing is work. Jesse brought up the great point. Don't start dribbling. Do everything that you've been doing, and we'll find someone else to do that other stuff. If they can find a way to do that, whether it's pods or whatever, if they can find someone else to do that, I think they'll be in decent shape. It's Steph Curry. You're not well, NBC Sports California told me for years, it's Steph and it's Buddy. So, you know, we're going to find out, but Jimmy's going to ultimately have to be the guy to lead this team. And, yo, we haven't – I mentioned him once. We haven't mentioned him together. Draymond's first double-digit postseason game was Game 7. His second was yesterday. He's got to find a way to do that. He's got to find a way to be that annoying that annoying-ass player on the offensive end while still being – while finding a way to get, like, enough baskets to where you don't feel like he's a lost cause on the offensive end.
It's asking a lot of these guys.
Yeah.
It's asking a lot of these guys against, once again, the Timberwolves. It was very important because there was a in there where I was like, yo, Minnesota, they might come back this game out.
Yeah, and
then,
for sure.
And then Jimmy hits that damn three, and I met one of Ryan's stuffed animals across the couch, and that was the end of it. But I don't. Not going to play that bad again. They were awful. They couldn't do anything. The ball over. Nas Reed was turning all this other. Like, they were awful. And they're not going to play like that again. The question is, number one, will the Warriors others play like that again? And will it be enough? Because if Timberwolves better basketball and Buddy and Draymond and all that, is that still going to be enough to get a victory? Mm-hmm. They could know. And if Minnesota's playing 30% back, they may still lose that game. I would be if they won the series with Curry.
I would too.
I would be floored. They might win a game or games without Steph Curry seems like a lot. They might win another game. I'd be floored if they won the series without Steph. Be floored. And that would be a major tip of the hat to Steve Kerr, Jimmy Butler,
absolutely.
Draymond. All those guys, if they found it would a way be, on.
It, all of that. But, man, looking at your boy.
Well, they are a type team, though.
Okay, then IQ seriously. If you treat – like, then this is – you reached your ceiling. You're a cute team with a big star who maybe you can get to the conference final. You can't win this way. You can't win a championship for sure being this way. You sure as hell can't be the face of the league if you've got your team being a trick-or-treat. No, don't.
Yes and no.
Hey, name one face of the league who was a championship player.
I mean, Jokic wasn't a championship.
Jokic isn't the face of the league. Jokic is not the league.
Time, at the time, wasn't he a two-time MVP?
Jokic never been the face of the league. He never will be.
Well, there was only two guys. It was Steph and LeBron then. Only face of the league. Anybody else you tried to put up there? Giannis had nasty failures before he actually got one. Some home court advantage. Losses in the playoffs before he finally got one. And that team was a little trick-or-treat with Coach Bud. Mm-hmm. You know? So I think Rudy Gobert is the issue. Anthony Edwards didn't play well.
Rudy's always the issue with you.
He is.
Man, at 24. Yeah, or maybe it was 24 and 27. I really can't remember.
That was a crazy game, man. Rudy Gobert was. I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
He was every Kings fan's favorite player that game.
I couldn't believe what I was seeing. But even with that, Ant didn't play well. Right? And had a bad game. I mean, you can't go a whole half and not get a field goal. He tried to turn it up a little bit towards the end, but it was too little too late at that point. So, yeah, if they lose this series, yeah, I can't take you serious. How are you going to lose a series without Steph Curry? For sure.
You can't.
For sure, you can't. You can't lose that series.
This almost puts like a different level of pressure on Soda.
Better win.
Like, yeah, you're facing a good basketball team that can make adjustments and do all of this stuff. They just lost a generational player. One of the greatest ever. They just, you don't just replace him with pods and Buddy. Mm-hmm. They lost Steph Curry. Minnesota is now in a situation where you can't lose this series.
No, hell no. Hell no. Like you you gotta win this series. You gotta figure this out. I think they will.
Looking up at the screen, PTI says, does the Steph injury diminish the win? Hell yeah, it absolutely diminishes the win until game two. and then even at that point, it's 1-1, and then you take it over to game three. This team has to find a way, meaning the Warriors has to find a way to just, like, survive. And survive probably means trying to get one more win in the next two games.
Yeah, that's what I'll say. Like, if you can...
I mean, I guess it could be one more win in the next three games because you could be down 2-1 to make it 2-2. Right. I think you start venturing anything past that, it gets a little
Your thought process is, can we sketchy. Get it? Can we get to a game six? And then maybe Steph comes back and we'll get him for six at home, and then anything could happen in a game
six. Game six would be...
Because seven's probably on Sunday, so it's probably, what,
this
next Friday?
This doesn't seem realistic, bro. Game six is 10 days away. Like, game seven is 13 days away. Steph playing again before game seven doesn't feel remotely realistic. I got this right? Yeah, May 17th. May 7th. Yeah, again, that's 10 days away.
Being super optimistic when I give that timeline, I don't think so. If we see Steph again this season, it's going to have to be in the conference finals, I think. And once again, that's for him to come back and be able to play, let alone play at a certain level that he would need.
48 minutes. Better go James Harden Iron Man.
What was James's situation? James got hurt, I think, in game one. And did he come back for game five? That was the first time he came back? I believe that's how that played out. Because I remember
I can find the game logs for that.
At Paris in Las Vegas. And I was with my boy Aceberg Slim, and he was talking all this stuff about the Nets. And early on, James Harden gets hurt game one.
What year was that?
2021.
All right,
I believe he got hurt James. One, wow. And he came back in five.
Good. Hold on. Brooklyn, Milwaukee. Yeah, good call. Oh, yeah, oh, wow.
Kyrie got hurt in four, I think.
Played 43 seconds.
Yeah, it was.
Got hurt 43 seconds into game one.
It was immediate.
Yeah, got hurt 43
seconds
into game
one. And five was when he first
came back? Game... Five was when he returned, played 45 minutes and 39 seconds in that game. They won 1 of 10 in that game. Don't fault him for that. Not going to kill him for it. Played 39 minutes and 59 seconds in game six. I think the reason for that is they lost 104-89. I think they pulled him late. 53 minutes in that overtime game seven.
And...
every single minute of that game.
With James.
Still took 17 shots.
James was able, they were able to win a game five.
Oh, man.
With James Harden going 1 of 10 because Kevin Durant lost his mind.
Yeah.
In that game.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you have a Kevin Durant. So even if Steph comes back, who's going to play the Kevin Durant role?
So one thing I can't see. Oh, no, I can. I'm sorry. It was game one. To five.
About 10 days.
10 days.
And he
10-day difference.
And he came back to be able to play. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not even like... We remember watching him. He was dragging the leg around.
Yeah, right.
He was just able to play.
He came back. I think I was mixing up what you said. He came back to be on the floor.
Right, right.
And credit to Brooklyn and to James... every single one of them said that mattered a lot. Mm-hmm. Like James Harden just being on the floor made a huge difference for us. They obviously know because they lost the last two games without him. Mm-hmm. They were able to win game one, game two. They lost the last two games. So having him out there, was obviously a big deal. They go on to lose game five. And then, of course, Kevin Durant's shoe altered history forever.
Yeah.
As the Bucks went on to win that game in overtime. And I think we watched that game together.
We were. That was at your house.
In Natomas.
Yeah. That was a modest mansion. This is a new mansion. That was a modest mansion. We were together for game four because we were at Marshall Harris's goodbye at Cafeteria 15. And I saw Kyrie go down. I said, oh, no.
That's right. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Man, 10 days. So I guess there's the marker for Golden State Warrior fans who remember, like, the James Harden came back 10 days later and dragged his leg through game number five.
And 10 days later, you might be down 3-1 going to Minnesota.
And in that case, you don't do it. Mm. If it's 2-2, maybe you do it. Or maybe you feel like we've gotten a win and a half. You know, not to diminish what they did yesterday, but you did build a lead with Steph out there. I don't know. That's tough.
I would be stunned if they won this series, and I would be unbelievably pissed off. How? How the hell would you win this?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Series.
Would you be?
If they won this series, I'd be so upset.
If they do win the series, what do we say about Anthony Edwards after that or the Timberwolves?
Good question.
We say he's the Rudy Gobert's teammate, and that's the problem.
Oh, that's not fair. That's not fair.
No, they can't lose. They can't lose this series. But, yeah, Minnesota. Look, I'm sick and tired of the Warriors. I'm tired of them. If they find a way to win this goddamn series, I'm done. I'm done till
what
Steph
is that? Done with what?
Done with sports.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's tough.
I'll be full-time.
You
on
heard
one
it here
five.
First.
I'll do the morning, midday, and afternoon.
Nah,
I'm done with sports. If they find a way to win this damn series.
It's a Warriors versus Kenny's career match.
This is crazy. Kenny has just proposed retirement.
The Warriors win, Kenny retires.
It's
I'll be like Mad Dog. Remember when he said he'd retire if the Diamondbacks beat the
And that dude
And then
still
he was
talks.
Just on Tuesday. Just, I'm here.
It's WrestleMania 26 all over again. It's the streak versus your career. Kenny has threatened to go to 102.5 full time if the Warriors beat the Timberwolves. Zabo, clip this. I want this all over social media.
Kenny's put all of his faith into Anthony Edwards and the Timberwolves in his career.
No, KC has put all of his faith in Rudy Gobert.
That's true,
oh, man. Bro, how you?
Can you imagine working your entire life to get to this moment where you have a show as successful as this one and you have to tell someone, hey, it ended. Why? God, Rudy Gobert?
That'd be on brand.
No, I couldn't imagine.
He ruins everything else. Sure. And it's not even about the Timberwolves.
So what's happening to Kenny?
How would these guys win? If they win this way, I'm just like, besides myself, I'm so sick of these guys.
What?
Clip it 95.7. I'm sick of the Warriors.
Wow.
What did Kenny do after he left D'Lo and Casey? Well, he started this I hate French people website and just went on this.
Casey's like out on the French. You heard it here first.
Well.
Who are you rooting for if it's Celtics Warriors again in the finals?
Good question.
No, Celtics. Tatum. Well, I like all the players on the Celtics, not just Tatum, but Tatum's my boy.
Said Celtics first.
Dude. He said Celtics pretty good.
No, in a heartbeat. Hell no. Hell no, I ain't got to think twice about that. I rooted for them before they let me down.
Yeah, that was tough. Shout out Rob Williams.
Shout out to the smartasses listening to the show. Wow, if Kenny is done with sports, that means he'll only be able to participate in 78% of the show. That's pretty funny. That might fly over some people's heads, but that's pretty funny. We'll come back. James Hamm joins us at the top of the hour. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Wait, what did you just say about Jake Paul?
That Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. is Jake Paul next, and I said I think I'm rooting for Jake Paul.
Mm-hmm. Chavez Jr. He's a bum.
A bum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is. His dad loves Canelo.
Dad wishes Canelo's on. I'm sure.
He has so much for Canelo, and it's just so funny with his son. His son's a quitter.
A couple of here, real quick. Always acquired George Pickens this morning.
Yes, we did. We went out there. We got George Pickens. You know, I know I've got a contract negotiation that I've got to take with Micah. That's where all the first name is. It's Micah, and we're going to get him his money, but we had to go George Pickens because I was at last night, and I said, we need another wide receiver, and I just want us to win so bad that I'll go get a guy that can torpedo my team like George Pickens and another guy that Dak can miss in the fourth quarter.
You know how I know you're not Jerry Jones? Jerry Jones would never say such a thing about Dak Prescott. I woke up and saw Josina tweeted that, and then Rappaport and the rest of the people had it. I was like, oh, that's... I think I knew the Steelers. I think we all knew the Steelers didn't really like George Pickens.
He's really good, but he's a headache.
Yeah, and so he's the perfect Dallas Cowboy.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, I saw Dallas traded for him. I was like, oh, yeah, like, because I really like George Pickens. Like, yeah. But then someone else tweeted, it's like, yeah... Like, they broke the golden rule. Don't trade for receivers that the Steelers are out on.
Yeah.
Usually doesn't end well after that.
Who was the other one that had the really good rookie year? And, oh, man, what was the guy's name? He was
Steelers?
On the Steelers. And he was cooking his rookie year, and that was almost it.
Oh, Chase Claypool.
Yeah.
Claypool. One-hit wonder. Yeah, shout out Chase Claypool.
Yeah,
Did nothing on the Dolphins either.
So, George Pickens, like you said, he's super talented. Who was he on?
The Dolphins.
Wow.
He played for the Dolphins.
That wasn't
the Bears.
His first team.
He went to the Bears, I think, next.
Yeah, that's right.
I think the Bears gave up a second for him.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So Pickens, I think he's a talented dude. He'll help out with that team.
Well, but... DK's their guy now. There was, I think it was Rappaport who said your boy is out there. He'd been out there throwing with DK Metcalf and not Pickens. So the writing has been on the wall for a while.
Who?
Your boy.
It's not my boy.
Whose boy?
I was about to say, Russell's not on the team anymore. Russell's not my boy either. But I know he ain't talking about who I think he's talking about.
Yeah, your boy.
Stop
Aaron Rodgers out there.
Aaron Rodgers, KC's boy?
No, hell no. So.
What are you doing with him?
No. It's not my boy. That's Jason Jones's boy.
Well.
Hey, if you're the Steelers too, just tank. Just Mason Rudolph, 17
nah,
games.
I can't do that.
Let me get Arch Manning next year. Like, what do you want Aaron Rodgers for? So you can go 9-8 and then not get a quarterback again next year?
You know what Mike Tomlin's plus 500 thing is? It's the Undertaker's WrestleMania streak.
Don't do that. Taker's streak meant a lot more than that.
What if, like Taker, I mean, occasionally he did along the way, won titles. But, like, he was never, like, really, you know, he had a couple runs as the champion or whatever. But it was like he was never the champion. The streak is what made him special.
Yeah.
I feel like Mike Tomlin's streak, that's what makes him special.
Streak is, like, fraudulent at this point.
Mm. How so?
It's like, do something. Like, this is your only trick. Do something else. Like win a playoff game. Like actually try at quarterback.
How many times has he actually failed in the playoffs? Like, maybe once or twice? Like, he's getting to the playoffs with 9-7 teams, and, like, what's he supposed to do?
Well, then fire the GM or something, because it's not working.
They don't fire people there.
Well, they should. They should. Throw me in there, I will fire everybody.
I mean, look, Jesse's kind of got a point. Like, I like Mike Tomlin, but you can't just keep losing.
The streak was cool after the first
You've
five
hated
times.
Black coaches since this show started
will
5 years ago.
Will you stop it? Ty Lue is my
there
man.
There is somewhere don't a clip that. Of you trashing Ty Lue.
Ty Lue is my
I
man.
I can't find it, but... It might have been before we were on video, but I know it exists.
People who talk about coaches, he had him ready to play in game 7, didn't he? But look, it's not his fault. It was Jim's fault.
Did you just take a shot at Ty Lue?
No, I said it was Jim's fault.
Jim?
Yeah.
Jim Harden?
I used to, when I was mad at...
Jimothy?
When I was mad at Canelo Alvarez for not taking a fight or doing something, I would say, I can't call you Canelo. Your name is Saul. That's what we're going to call you. James Harden, you ruined the Clippers' chances with that typical performance. You can't be James. You're Jim.
Jim. James. Jimothy.
To answer your question here.
Can I call you Jim?
I remember that one.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Shut up.
Just get on with your
talking.
Point, man.
Michael Scott was talking to him, and it was a sensitivity training episode.
All right, man.
Getting better. Now he's throwing out keywords and stuff.
That's all. That's all.
It's like every fifth episode. Yeah, it's a sensitivity training.
Well, it's still better than what he said earlier.
Yeah, that was. Oh yeah. Yeah, and then Michael Scott did 9-10 years of jail after
that. Yeah,
I don't know like where to start. I mean, maybe I'm starting at a certain place to fit my argument, or I don't even have an argument. I'm just presenting the facts.
Okay.
But lost in the wild card round, 12-4. Lost in the wild card round, 11-5. Lost in the divisional round, 10-6. Lost in the conference championship, 11-5. Lost in the divisional round, 13-3. Lost in the wild card, 12-4. Lost in the wild card, 9-7. Lost in the wild card, back-to-back seasons, 10-7. It's a lot of double-digit wins.
Not good.
Yeah.
So what do you do? You fire him?
No, but he's leaning on this Undertaker streak a little too much.
He's not leaning on it.
Well, you never know. Maybe
I've never heard him reference it before.
Well, you never
what
know.
Is what is their philosophy then at quarterback? That I
now is
know.
That a Mike Tomlin philosophy or is that the philosophy of the organization?
I doubt that Mike Tomlin's been doing this for however long, going through trash quarterback after trash quarterback and just like, oh yeah, like I'm cool. Like they have to be in on it together. I'm sure, like some type of plan. Like, at some point, you'd have to hear, like, oh, yeah, Mike Tomlin's unhappy because they keep giving him Duck Hodges or Mason Rudolph or Kenny Pickett or insert whoever.
Who's the Steelers' general manager?
Omar Khan, I believe.
I didn't think you would know it off the top of your head.
That's,
like that.
That's phenomenal.
No, that's good. I didn't think you'd know it off the top of your head like that. I'm looking to see. Now,
Jesse
this doesn't
Schefter.
Mean anything. Again, I get it. He doesn't appear to have any other title. Except the head coach.
Hmm. Well, it's time to ask for
Well, complain. Say something then. Be like, yeah, like complain. Do something.
Yeah. All right.
But the original point was I do trust him if he's ready to move on from.
It's crazy. That man won a Super Bowl his second year.
That was his second year?
Second year.
Wow.
Yep. Yep.
Shout out to Mike Tomlin, man.
Should have drafted Shador.
He should have.
Went to
I would have took that over Aaron Rodgers.
Won the Super Bowl his second year. Went to the Super Bowl his third year. I'm not sure if he's seen it since.
No, he hasn't.
Justin Madden, probably.
No, he has not. Mm. He has absolutely not seen it since.
Hey, we got James Hamm coming up. Before we do that, I let these people know about Little Prize Picks. Little Prize Picks action. I've got the lineup already ready to go.
Zabo won yesterday, too, by the
How?
Way.
Let
the,
just How?
Because
there
I,
was no
just,
game.
You,
it was
how
rained
you
out.
Did the read,
how do you know?
You did the read.
It was rained out. Anyway. Got the lineup set.
Talk about a guy who doesn't know how the game is played. God damn it. No, Kenny. The read was done yesterday.
No, the read was done. The game was
no,
rained
the game
out.
Was absolutely done.
Yeah, Zabo won.
Zabo won. And let it be clear, Kyle and run you get the he hasn't started the read yet. The
damn standing is over there.
What standing?
Yeah, we didn't mark it down. You can mark it down.
Oh, that's the guy's James handed me that paper.
Oh, brother. Well, I've got the lineup set for today. This is game two field. And you know I got some Knicks in here. You know that.
Of course you
do. And look here. I said he's good for one of these games.
There's no way the Knicks won you anything the last game.
They did.
No
I lost
way.
All four.
I told
that
you.
Night.
That's what I said. Why are you doing this again?
I lost all four that night. That was. I think Tatum lost me something too. It was bad. It was bad. And SGA as well. SGA lost me some as well. I had him at 7 free throws made. He went 5 for 7. SGA don't miss no free throws. He missed 2 free throws. So yeah, I didn't get nothing that day. But today will be different because Jesse. Tonight is a cat game. Tonight is a cat game. They got him at 18.5 points. I'm going more. Drew Holiday at 10.5 points. I'm going less.
That feels right, actually.
Jason Tatum, this is a goblin, 20.5 points. I got to take the easy win where I can get it here. Give me that Jason Tatum with 20.5 points with the goblin. Nikola Jokic, who lost his mind in game one. They got him at 50.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Give me more. Aaron Gordon, the hero in game one, 6 field goals made. I went more. I'm not crazy about that one, but I went more. I think Aaron Gordon's playing good basketball. He'll have about 7 or 8 field goals in this game. So I'll post it on socials. You guys can follow along. It's a game two special with your boy on Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app. Put in promo code KIFM. Get $50 instantly. Doesn't matter if you win or lose. Just put the promo code KIFM in there. You get $50 with your first $5 lineup. Must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. Prize Picks. I'll make the rules around here. Run your game.
You know what?
That is a fraudulent victory. For
I
Kyle.
Set the name. The read started when I set the name.
Fraudulent win from Kyle right
oh,
there.
Oh, stop calling this, him. Stop calling this, him the Indiana Pacers. It doesn't matter.
Oh, whoa.
When I say the name, that's when the read starts. He got the win. Run your game. You got to be a little quicker.
Something was stolen for Zabo. Now it's starting to feel wrong now.
Oh, okay, yeah. See? Like, how do we feel?
Well, he's still in the lead.
He's in it.
Like, now Drew Down is even kind of, like, trying to, like, turn face on Zabo or whatever. Someone boot this troll from Drew Down.
Oh,
Manny, jeez, you guys hate Zabo. Dave Garcia asking for the mods now.
See?
Donovan, stand strong, Zabo. You're always the real champ.
See? Look at that.
Drew Down again. Run your shame out here. SMH.
Zabo just out here trying to finish his story.
Hey, this is low-key. Yeah, we might be Daniel Bryan Zabo or Cody Rhodes Zabo right now.
What about no disrespect. Hey, everybody do what you do. Collins, why even put it in the chat? You were about, it was about 7 minutes into the read and you were running your game. You weren't winning. Thanks, Collins. Appreciate you. Well,
Collins is the only one in the league who served a suspension. he served a suspension from this god awful league.
Bro's out here sitting on his computer making 6-hour best ofs for whatever month, April.
Zabo.
We can't even throw him a win.
And not a sports topic in sight. You want to learn about Easter eggs or the kitchen or any of that? Look at Zabo's video.
Shout out to Zabo. Because as somebody who's like learning some things on the fly, I don't know how he did that. I have no idea.
We're going to want Zabo 30 at the Royal Rumble. We're going to get Kevin Nash or Sheamus or something.
Yeah.
I can barely put...
Here, here comes Rey Mysterio for the 50th time.
I can barely put together a six-minute clip. He put 6 hours together. Wow. That's impressive. You from didn't win today.
From a month long of shows, he wins every day.
Not in the Run Your Game League, he doesn't. I mean, I've got to be fair. I've got to be fair.
Well,
but Zabo, you're a winner in our hearts. You're a true champion.
No, you know what you just called Zabo. You just called him a B-plus player.
What? He's leading the league.
But he's a situational role player.
He's a B-plus player.
He's leading the
league. He can main event Backlash, but he can't main event WrestleMania.
Wow. I did not call him Kevin Owens.
Wow. Wow, that was just a shot.
He's talking about Kevin Owens.
Well, he just was trying to take a shot at Kevin Owens.
I didn't. Well, if I was taking a shot, I would.
We're talking about Zabo.
If I was taking a shot, I'd really take a shot. I'd say nobody called him Cody Rhodes.
I fight you every day on those takes, but like honestly, I don't even know if you're wrong.
I did call Zabo Cody Rhodes. I said he was trying to finish his story.
Mm. Well, look, Prize Picks and D'Lo and Casey's, we're buzzing right now. So I guess Zabo's not the main guy. Because if he was the main guy, we'd be struggling.
I got the fans behind me.
Wow.
You know who I think, like, we got James, so I probably shouldn't go into it. But you know who I think they should give a real look at?
It's probably going to be someone stupid. Who?
Maybe you think they should give a real look at Logan.
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's your worst
take.
Get out.
Yeah.
Go back home.
No.
Get out.
That is
your worst take of all time.
No, not.
Get out.
Not as. No, no, hold on. Not as having the ultimate belt. I'm just saying.
Not even the heavyweight.
Incorporate him into the.
No.
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 Your worst take.
No.
Hey.
No, he's not. Whatever you're about to say, don't do it.
Better than some of these people they throwing out there.
Well.
Like who? Name one.
He better than Kevin Owens. He get more.
Okay.
He's not a better wrestler.
Kevin Owens' knee is torn to shreds. He's gone for like a year.
He's not a better wrestler than Kevin Owens, and obviously the business. When you talk about characters, I think at this point he a better character than Kevin Owens.
Kenny Russo. Back at it again.
Yeah, you are the worst booker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower.
and you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.